let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us This Week in America. I'm live at this website at thisweekinamerica.us. Great to have you with us on the program today. Our guest on today's This Week in America says if you want to get noticed and be remembered, well, brand yourself. Each of us is born with a talent, a calling, something that makes us unique. Krista Clive Smith is a nationally recognized expert in the fields of branding, organizing, and business. Her book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success, is a step-by-step guide of defining your individualism, remarkable insight into how professionals, entrepreneurs, students, even parents, develop and control their own personal brands to influence the way others view them. Krista is a sought-after speaker, writer, entrepreneur, philanthropist, trainer and consultant for business owners and high-performance brands in the U.S. and Canada, named to the top 40 under 40 list of outstanding young business professionals. Now, her first company, Organized for Life, went on to become the first professional organizing franchise system in the world, the first employer in the industry. Now a real estate investor, serial entrepreneur, owning five companies, including her newest Clutch Branding, that's a personal branding agency. Krista Clive Smith, author of Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success, is back with us on This Week in America. Krista, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me back. What a treat.
It is a delight, and we both have sunshine today. The last time you had sunshine because you're in San Diego. We had snow because I'm in Indiana, but we both have sunshine that we can probably enjoy later on today. So it's great to have you with us. The first show we did with Krista is at the website thisweekinamerica.us on iTunes, on YouTube, if you'd like to look that up. Let's start from the very basics here. What exactly is branding? People hear that thrown around a lot, and I'm not sure they know exactly what it is. What is branding?
So I'm sure in a ranching capacity, most people feel like they've got a good grasp on what branding really is, where a ranch would take a symbol to denote their property. They would put it onto a branding iron, and they would sear it onto the hides of their cattle. So when a cow is at home and it crosses over the Texas gate and gets lost somewhere, in that instance, the brand becomes a property identifier so that people can actually find which rancher it belongs to and return it to its rightful owner. However, if you then imagine that same cow going to a state fair, for example, where now it's being paraded across the stage, well, now that brand, that symbol, that mark goes on to stand for the entire set of ranching philosophies, quality control standards for the ranch. And it goes on to mean a whole lot more than just who it belongs to. And so that's the real premise behind branding from a marketing context is, what is that idea, that mark, that you will sear into the minds of your audience that goes on to stand for the entire set of perceptions that people hold about who you are, your company, your product, or your service.
Or who you are, yeah, as an individual in the book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, you talk about that, and some people would think, I'm just an individual. Why would I have to worry about branding? You say it's really important for most of us. For example, parents go through a period of being branded as well.
Right, because as a parent, I think, you know, I know for myself anyways, as a parent, our job is to grow humans, right, into the best citizens of the world that we can possibly grow them into. And part of that means more than just being a human taxi, taking them to soccer practice, or in our case, gymnastics practice or gymnastics meets. You know, who you are as an individual, as their parent, matters. And you know, a lot, if you read a lot of parenting books or go to courses or different things, we are students of the game of life, so we actively partake in all of that. You'll really start to see that it's not so much what you tell your kids, but how you show them by example. And personal branding just helps you to get clear about who you really are as a unique individual, what your gifts are that are distinct and different from every other person on the planet, and allow those to shine so that your entire life is in alignment with that. And how cool is it for a kid to grow up knowing who their parents really are instead of them just being this authoritarian figure? You know, for them to know and understand their parents' gifts as it relates to business or communication or whatever it is. You know, personal branding begins and ends at home, and that's just the jumping off point to the rest of your life.
And that really sends a powerful message to the kids, doesn't it?
It does, because, you know, all of a sudden, I think that there's this duality that we have with our kids where, you know, all of a sudden, if they see, like for me with the book, for example, I just came home, I was speaking in Birmingham, Alabama, and when I'd gone to an office, it happened to be that when I walked in on the TV screen in their office, they had a picture of the book cover and a picture of me and welcome VIP Krista Clive Smith. And it turns out, you won't believe this, Rick, that there's a woman working in that office who walks by and sees the picture of the book cover and says to the head of the company, she says, "Oh, that's funny. I just bought that book on Amazon last week." And as it turned, I mean, to be able to come home and tell that story to the kids and have them see me as something other than just mom, to be able to see, oh, wow, like there's like a whole different set of, you know, things that go on in this woman's life beyond us. I think it's a healthy way for your kids to know. And it doesn't have to just be about career. You know, when I was a stay-at-home mom for those years when our child was super young, being able to do that and still have interests outside of that is part of that personal brand. So it isn't always just about career. It's about helping people to know who you really are in your most authentic self.
You break this down for us in the book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered. Krista Clive Smith, our guest in the program. The book is available wherever books are sold. Her website is KristaClivesmith.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You break it down, and if people are listening going, you know, this sounds like an interesting concept, but I have no idea how to start. Well, if you get a copy of the book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, you'll know exactly where to start. You've got three major elements. Talk about those, because you say these are non-negotiable. This is what the building block is of getting a personal brand.
Yes, those three are clarity, consistency, and authenticity. So clarity, you have to be crystal clear about who you are and what you stand for. Then you need to be consistent in the application of that over and over and over again. That's how a great brand is built, is you are so consistent that people can begin to predict what's going to happen. Even when we think of character development on a show like Seinfeld back in the day, or current America's Got Talent with the judges, we know what to expect from Simon Cowell, don't we, before it ever even happens. So that is great personal branding, when they are so clear, so consistent, and then the authentic part. You know, for Simon, it would take somebody pretty special to be able to keep up an act like that for a long period of time. Inevitably, you would be found out. So, you know, they're smart to allow him to just be all of who he is in that pure, authentic glory, because that's what creates a solid, memorable, polarized personal brand. Because you don't want your brand to be safe. You don't want it to cater to the masses. You want it to be polarizing. So Donald Trump would be an example. Simon Cowell would be an example. There are lots and lots of them where you either love them or you would take a pass.
As you're looking through it, and the three are clarity, consistency, and authenticity, as you're looking, explaining consistency, and this was a great example, you said you sort of approach it like you're franchising yourself as a human being. How would you go about doing that? That's a great example of what you do, how you present yourself, how you market yourself, how you brand yourself.
Right. And so I franchised my first company up in Canada, a professional organizing company, and personal branding is very much the same way. So for me, if you take wardrobe as an example, I own 5 pair of Hudson bootcut jeans. I own 5 pair of skinny jeans, and it doesn't matter what day of the week you see me, you're going to see me in a pair of jeans on the bottom with either heels, boots, or sandals, and then a jacket and a top. So for me, getting up every morning, other than when I'm going to the gym or going out socially, if you see me in a professional
Krista Clive Smith, our guest on the program. Her book is Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success. Her website is KristaClivesmith.com. Interesting you talk about exploring your inner self and exploring your outer self. And something you also talk about that's so important, first impressions. Talk about those, and it's interesting because you say in the book, and you realize we all do that, we're always checking out everybody. That first impression, we're giving them, from head to toe, we're looking them over, and then you stop and think, they're doing the same thing for us. So first impressions are very important.
They are. And again, the most important thing is to have an authentic first impression. So if you're curating a look, like you see that a lot on Instagram and certain social media these days, where people are curating an experience, but then when they show up in person, it may not actually be where the rubber hits the road. It's not truly authentic. And so first impression is super important because it lays the foundation for the rest of your experience together in relationship with someone. So if you come off as, flighty in impression number one, that seed has been planted and you will have to work so hard to try to get that to be removed from their belief system about who you are. And so even just the how you present yourself visually, you want to have that same solid first impression, but that really is reflective. So if you are a little bit, if you're a contrarian and you like things done a little bit of a different way and you're into tattoos, well, the more that you let that shine, when people see you coming, they know exactly what to expect instead of, creating this mystique and then having something kind of jarring that happens later, which we've seen in, the world of Tiger Woods presenting squeaky clean, but really what's going on the other side is something that is absolutely the opposite. And it's tough for the public to forgive you when your first impression is one thing and then who you turn out to be is something totally different.
And there are so many components of the personal brand, who you are. The book we're talking about is Get Noticed, Be Remembered by Krista Clive Smith. You mentioned with piercings and tattoos, that type of thing. That's one of those elements you may not give a lot of thought to. Talk about that and how that really plays into, again, perceptions of who we are and whether we like it or not, how we're perceived, what our branding is.
Right, because, even the subject of tattoos, if you look at my nieces, for example, they have a tattoo on their wrist, which is a symbol that they created themselves to represent their love for my dad, who is now passed on, so their grandfather. So in that instance, the tattoo is not a signal of, alternative in their eyes and in the symbolism of it. It is a permanent ink tattoo that showcases their commitment to a man that was one of the greatest influences in their lives.
Krista Clive Smith, our guest on the program. The book is Get Noticed, Be Remembered. In talking about things and the outer person that you talk about, perfume and cologne, this is something that's amazing. Sometimes you walk into a room and somebody, you think they fell in a vat of English leather as they were coming into work that day. You may think that's not that important, but that really goes a long way to define who you are, doesn't it?
It is. And so when we're doing great branding, we want to keep into consideration all five senses. And if you're wondering about this idea of scent marketing, just Google it. It's an entire industry in and of itself. There are many major players in the retail space. Many of you will know Abercrombie and Fitch because that happens to be one of those vats of cologne kind of programs.
Yes.
Where if you're in a mall, you can smell the store long before you ever come near it. Shangri-La Hotels is another one that's done a much more subtle but a great job with scent marketing. And whenever you see that in the corporate brand setting and you drill it down and you apply it to the personal brand setting, it is, not just taking a look at the cologne or the perfume that you wear, which is part of your signature scent. You also want to be paying attention to the au naturel components of how your body shows up in terms of its the olfactory side of it. So, BO would be another classic example.
Yes.
Where it can define your personal brand in a very big way, whether you know it or not.
You know, something that it's interesting, you talk about transportation. To use an example, you go in, you're interviewing with a gentleman for a job. The job happens to require you have to provide your own transportation. Interview goes, well, you're ready to leave. And he says, by the way, my car's in the shop. The shop is just a couple blocks down. Do you mind giving me a ride down there? And you're thinking, all of a sudden, your transportation becomes part of your branding at that point, doesn't it?
And that's a very sneaky tactic that I have employed and others I know have employed on job interviews, so that you can kind of get to see, because who someone is in their quote unquote private spaces when they don't know that you are, you know, perhaps going to, you know, join in on that, that gives you a really strong indicator. Because who you are when no one's watching is really who you are. So that's part of this program, is to be all of who you are, but to make that reflect who you really. So if this person is, in our case, applying for a job back in the day as a professional organizer, and the car looks like a bomb's hit it, and it's a total disaster. And it's not just a one-day disaster, because you can see the difference,
yes.
Right? Then you know that, wow, okay, well, I could see that there might be some misalignment here with what we're looking for and what we're asking this person to not just do for a living, but who they are as a human being.
Couple minutes left in the program. You've got a chapter talking about guilt by association, which is really interesting. And again, another way to look at this. Talk about that. And then social media, because who we are friends with on social media, I think once again enters into the branding aspect.
It does. And so guilty by association just means, you know, sometimes we are judged by the company that we keep. And so it is always a good idea to be taking a look around and looking at those relationships in your life and asking yourself, how many relationships in my sort of inner circle would be classified as toxic relationships and how many would be classified as nurturing? And so because if you look around and you're surrounded by toxic drama, you know, people that just live in that space, well, by pattern recognition alone, if people take a look at that entire crowd and see that those are your people, they can't help but deduct that you would be just like that as well. If you conversely, you know, are surrounded by philanthropic minded, giving people who are really, you know, out to not necessarily just change the world, but to help and to be generous. And then the same thing holds true for that as well. You do sometimes get painted with the same brush just by nature of being a part of the group. So just being something to be mindful. These are all just food for thought for you to take an impartial look at your life and really see what goes on. And the same thing holds true when you asked about social media and looking through your news feed. What kind of news from your peers and the people you're connected to is filling up that news feed? Is it what you want? Is it reflective of your beliefs and who you are as a unique human on the planet? Because if it isn't, it's time to either hide them so that even when you yourself go on to social media, it can either fill your cup up, which then pays forward as you go off and out into the world, or it can become an energy vampire as you're watching what everyone's talking about, which then diminishes, you know, your ability to go out in the world and be all of who you are as well.
It's a fascinating book. A lot of great information there. Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success. Our guest on the program, Krista Clive Smith, a brand and business innovator. Her website is KristaCliveSmith.com. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Information, of course, at our website. And you can link on to our website and go directly to Krista's website, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Krista, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me back. I look forward to continued. You're an amazing dance partner, Rick. Thank you for all that you do and that all that you give to the world by being who you are in your personal brand. You're amazing, and I'm grateful for the opportunities to be with you.
Well, you're most welcome, and I'm looking forward to part three, and we'll do it again before we have snow on the ground here so we both can share sunshine on the program. Krista Clive Smith, our guest this week in America. We're online at thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.